Invite your attention, please, to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. I would like to take just a few moments tonight and examine this one scripture. 2 Timothy 2, 15. Scripture you've heard all your life. And I'm sure will continue to hear for the rest of your life. 2 Timothy 2, 15. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? The New King James says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You may be more familiar with study to show yourself approved. A workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the King James Version that many of us grew up with. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness toward us. We thank you for your word. And I pray, Lord, now that you would speak to us through your word, that you may mold us and make us into the servants, Lord, you've called us to be. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As I said, we grew up with the phrase, and this is something that has bothered me for a long time, and I haven't preached from the scripture in a long time because it bothers me, okay? And I guess it's, yeah, we all get hung up on certain things. And this is one of the things that I got hung up on some time ago, because we were always taught that it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, workman, that needeth not to be ashamed." And you've heard that over and over, and every time a preacher gets up and says you need to get in the Word of God, we say, "Study, you know, to show yourself approved." And so you hear, get in the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. And sometimes I think we forget why that we're to read the Bible.
Amen.
I want to share with you this fact, and that is that when you get to heaven, God is not going to set you down and give you a 30-page examination wherein you write down all the scripture you know. Not going to happen. Okay? You will, however, stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." Now see, here's where it gets real interesting for me, in that word "study" that was translated "study" does not mean study. It means, the Greek word literally means to work hard. Make every effort. Now you're going to say, "Brother Doug, are you saying all those translators were wrong?" Yep. I understand why it was translated "study." But if you look in the every other version that we have today, New American Standard, the New King James, the New American Standard says, "Be diligent to present yourself an approved workman." Okay? New King James says, "Be diligent to present yourself." And I understand the reason it was translated "study" is because of the last line of this verse. And they're trying to put it in context, at rightly dividing the word of truth. And so they translated it "study," but that's not what it meant. The real meaning of that is to put forth every effort, work hard, do your very best to what? To present yourself approved before God.
Amen.
Now, that word "present," it was a legal term. It means to bring before a judicial officer, or we might say bring before the judge. That you work hard, that when you come before your judge, that you're approved by the life that you live. It's We've got to answer the question, is God pleased with my life? Okay? That's the idea. You work hard so that as God looks at you and looks at your life and looks at your ministry, He says, that's my son or that's my daughter. That's my child. I go back to Job and when the sons of God came and Satan came before God and God said, have you seen my servant Job? I wonder if God ever says that about any of us. That's my boy. That's my girl. That's the idea with this first line. Put forth every effort to be approved. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. The workman. That word workman. The worker. It means a doer. So let's put that in. A doer. Which does not need to be ashamed. And in this context, it's one who puts into practice what he knows about God and God's will for his life. You realize that's what this whole text is about. It's about putting into practice. It's not just study and quote every scripture in the Bible. You can know the Bible inside out. If you never put any of it to practice, it'll do you absolutely no good. So, be a doer. You know, one thing that bothers me, that has bothered me throughout the ages, are people who don't try. Have you ever went to a restaurant and had a waitress who didn't try? Didn't you leave her a big tip? Or him? No, you probably not. But I'm always impressed with that waiter or that waitress that comes back and says, can I help you? Is there something that you need? You know, throughout the meal. Because you can tell, they're trying to be a good host. They're putting forth the effort. That's what this scripture is teaching us about being a doer. Put forth the effort. And I don't mean to repeat what I preached this morning, but it's the same concept. Be willing to put forth the effort. That if you're a preacher, something that the older I get, the worse I become about being bothered by things. Anybody else have that problem? You know what bothers me? Preachers who don't prepare to preach. That bugs me. That bugs me. Because isn't my God worthy of my effort to prepare to present His message? I remember growing up. Through the years, we had music directors. These music directors would get up to lead singing on whatever service, and they never opened a book before they got up to lead the singing. And they had opened that book and said, okay, what are we going to sing? And they'd spend 5 minutes flipping through pages. You know what? That was just not trying. It's not putting forth the effort. You know, the idea behind Christianity is that half-hearted effort doesn't cut it. That's the idea. You know, are you trying? Are you a doer? Are you one that doesn't just memorize Scripture, but takes what he knows about the Word of God and puts it into practice? If we are, we're going to be those people of an effort. People who rightly divide the word of truth. That word rightly divide, it means to cut, literally means to cut a straight road through difficult terrain. We're talking about navigating this life. You want to navigate this life right? Yes, we've got to get into the Word of God. And that's why I said in the beginning, the reason they translated the first part of that verse study was this line. It's because if you're going to navigate this life for the glory of God, you're going to need this book. You know? And you're going to have to get into this book. But not just simply for the sake of knowing it, but for the sake of applying it. This is all about application. And putting into practice what we truly know about God and allowing God's Word to mold us into productive saints. Bible study is all about application. And if we're not careful, we'll get into that. I read my verses today. I did my devotion today. At the end of the year, we may be able to say, boy, I read through the Bible. But the question is, did you apply what you read? That's the challenge. You know, don't just study. Study's wonderful, and please do not walk out of here and say, well, Brother Doug said I didn't need to study. No, you missed the point. Get into the Word of God, absolutely. Make it a part of your day every day. But make sure that you apply what you learn every day as you get into the Word of God. Make sense? May we all be faithful in our Bible study as well as our Bible application. There's two parts, study and application. Tonight I do want to give an invitation, Brother Dale. Brother Dale asked me before services, do I want to give an invitation? Tonight I do. Are you a child of God? Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? The first thing you need to know is that you're a child of the King. Before this Bible mean anything to you, before you can apply Scripture, what you've got to know is you've got to give your life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's just a book to you. Are you a child of the King? Are you saved? If not, we want to give you an opportunity to be saved. If there's another spiritual need in your life, we want to give you the opportunity to respond to God as He leads you. Heavenly Father, we pray Your will be done in this invitation. And Lord, may we be more than just readers of the Bible. May we be those who apply what we read for Your honor, for Your glory. Lord, we love You. And we thank You for Your Word. I pray that we'll make it a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path.